Welcome to another episode of Take Back Control with I, the iSeries podcast.
You're listening to the December 15th iSeries System podcast from IBM.
With customer interviews previously recorded at the iSeries User Conference in Orlando, Florida. In this podcast, we get to the bottom line.
Companies are always trying to save money.
It's not about making a cheaper purchase.
It's about how much it costs a company in the long run.
It's total cost of ownership. And to bring that down, a business needs to consolidate IT.
And put unused resources to work.
Speed up response and delivery times.
The customers we've talked to want it all in one system.
I'm David Vasta. I'm the iSeries system engineer for a company called Vistar out of Denver, Colorado.
How does owning an iSeries actually reduce your company's operating costs?
It's shaved cost off because I don't have to worry about hardware. I don't have to worry about things failing because typically that doesn't happen. And usually we've got enough failover built into the iSeries just in a single server that you don't have to worry about things like failover or drives going bad because we've got RAID set up. The same stuff exists in the Intel world, but the iSeries has made it a whole lot easier to manage.
Please introduce yourself.
I'm Randall Munson. I'm the president of Creatively Speaking. I'm a consulting company, and I help technology companies increase their sales.
Describe how an iSeries system can bring down infrastructure costs.
If you just walk in the shop and look at the number of people that it takes to manage the typical server farm as opposed to an iSeries that accomplishes the same things or more, it is remarkably less expensive in terms of staffing because so much of the system takes care of itself. And all of this integration stuff you don't have to do.
Can you tell us who you are?
Dave Money, I'm a systems architect for KnowledgeTop. I basically make and enable solutions for the mobile enterprise.
What's the iSeries cost advantage?
It's amazing. It's total cost of ownership. It is, I don't keep reinvesting. And sometimes executives can be very short-sighted, and they'd much rather write a $30,000 check every quarter for the next 5 years than one check for $90,000 or $100,000 or whatever it may be. They don't understand that they can save themselves a lot of money and a lot of headaches by staying with the iSeries.
How has your system saved your company money?
They want to invest their money in moving those widgets. They don't want to invest their money in IT staff. And they have IT budgets that are 1% of their entire budget. You don't see that in other shops that are not iSeries. And that's what it means by built for business. You run your business, not your IT. Some people refer to the iSeries as religion. They just need to come to church.
Companies don't always consider how support can save money. We have an IBM expert to tell us how that works. Please introduce yourself.
Yeah, Pete Kinzel. I'm a manager in the Rochester Support Center in Rochester, Minnesota.
Tell us about some of the iSeries cost-saving features.
Electronic Service Agent is something that many of the customers utilize, and that reports hardware problems, notifies customers of a PTF that might be applicable, and in the Support Center, we'll see that information as it comes through, and a CE will be dispatched oftentimes before the customer even knows they've had an issue.
That wraps up our podcast. We hope it's been a good investment of your time.
Just as the iSeries has been a good investment for our guests, listen for our next podcast on reliability.
You've been listening to Take Back Control with I. To subscribe to this podcast, visit ibm.com/takebackcontrol/iSeries.
The customer opinions expressed in this podcast are solely the opinions of the individual iSeries customers. They do not necessarily reflect the view of IBM. Results cited may vary in real-world performance.